7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday, and as regular, this is when we celebrate the beauty of life the Bolito way with a glass of wine. Have I given you the wrong microphone, Eamon? It's this one, yeah.
This one.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
We started already, Dave.
Yeah. Every Thursday, our friends from Tops at Lifestyle bring in what they consider to be the best value, the best deal, something exciting, something new, hopefully. It's an educational for all of us, because wine, in many cultures in the world, it's inseparable from good food and generally speaking, the whole bon vivant, the good life. So here we are today with an interesting Syrah and Grenache from Duelhof, which is a new name to me, and I'm sure to many folk listening to this. The Duelhof Winery, what can you tell us, Eamon?
Dave, the Duelhof Winery now is situated in Wellington, right on the foothills of the Limiting Mountain. So it's right high there on the slopes of the Limitberg Mountain in Wellington.
Okay.
Lovely place, lovely vines, lovely vineyard, lovely wine farm. Beautiful place to go and stay.
Do they have accommodation?
They've got accommodation there. Bicycling, you name it, horse riding, right through the vineyards. It's amazing what they have to offer there.
So they've got the scenery and the outward bound experience, but generally speaking, people go there because it's a wine farm of note.
Of note.
And you get
beautiful tasting room as well. Mm.
This is the thing in the Cape. You have those opportunities to really experience the best of the best, and I think you're reproducing it pretty well here in Bolito at Tops.
I think so, yes.
So let's talk about this wine that we're looking at today.
So we're drinking today the 2021 vintage, the Duelhof, the Syrah Grenache Noir. So the blend is at 74% Syrah and 26% Grenache. So for our guys and ladies that are out there, your Syrah is normally the full-bodied red, the big spicy wine. That quite a lot of tannin on the sides, which will cut you on the sides of your palate, on the sides of your mouth. Whereas with the Grenache Noir, with the 26% in there, will soften that down. So you'll still get a bit of pepperiness there, but a lot of fruit still coming through, and a little bit more softer than your normal Syrah.
Okay, and in the sense of wood versus fruit, is this an argument here?
I think it's well balanced, Dave. When you taste it, you'll come to it. It has been in wood. It has been aged in wood. But I think because it's more of the blend that it is, it's more diversified, the wood will come through slightly, I think, from the back.
And is it a wine that you could drink on its own, or does it need? Would it be best paired with something
to bring out the complexity? I've tasted it there a couple of months back, and I really enjoyed it on its own.
Okay.
On its own. But food pairing, definitely go.
Well, why don't we open a bottle and have a little dabble, and we'll come back. I definitely promise you that I will let you know, from perspective of someone that enjoys wine but doesn't know much about it, whether this would be something that I could easily and truthfully recommend. Generally speaking, Eamon does not steer you wrong. And I don't think he's going to today, but let's give it a whirl, and we'll be back on the other side of a pop of the cork.
Now, of course, baby, you know that you
That's the 1975. That's the name of the outfit. And the tune is called Chocolate. It's quarter past four, and we're in the middle of the Wine of the Week tasting with Eamon. Eamon Dowling is incredibly knowledgeable when it comes to wines of mostly what we talk about in the Wine of the Week section is good South African wine. And today we're talking about the Doolhof Wineries Syrah and Grenache. It's an interesting, complex wine. I say that because, well, you take a good, what one might call a bolt of a jolt of a glug of wine, and roll it around and see what happens. And the interesting thing is that this comes at you from all sides. Hey?
Yeah, it's a beautiful wine. It's absolutely stunning. It's so soft but concentrated fruit coming through in the nose, and then you get that soft tannins right on the back of your palate. Dave, not normally in where the Shiraz you get in the sides, but this nice and soft comes slightly from the back. Very easy drinking.
And it's what I would describe as a Technicolor wine. There's lots of color in there.
There is, yes.
Taste. And aroma. But it's interesting in the sense that you mentioned that you would drink this alone. I say alone without a food pairing necessarily to bring out the complexity. And often that's a bit of a challenge because then it becomes very one-dimensional. And some people might say, ooh, it's a bit maybe tobacco coming through there that doesn't necessarily go with because I'm not a cigar man. I don't know. I pick up all of the fruit that you were talking about, but with that, I said to you off mic that for me this is a wine that tastes. Maybe I used the word expensive. I should have said tastes rich, because that's what it is. It's got so much going on in so the much, nicest possible way.
It's not a complex wine with those flavors that are in that you're experiencing in there, like it would with a Bordeaux style blend, a five blended wine. But this is just two in the blend, and it just works perfectly.
Mm. I mean, they talk about the crimson red with the intense perfumed melange of red fruits, candy, apple, bright oak undertone. So there it is. The oak is there for sure. And they say on the palate, the fruit, the oak balance is harmonious. Absolutely right. Juicy tannins, cassis, and plum flavors producing a wine of vibrant structure and lingering finish. I definitely get the vibe that there is a good tobacco in there somewhere. I don't know why. It just reminds me of a really fine, beautiful cigar.
You're probably picking that up with the cassis. Mm. Maybe some of the overtones from that coming through from the back in it.
Be that as it may, I mean, look, it might not be necessarily your favorite because you might not be a red wine drinker. If you are a red wine fan, I suggest you should definitely have an opportunity at Tops. Are you going to be doing a tasting this weekend?
Saturday, Sunday, Dave. We'll be doing the normal tasting from 12 to 2 on Saturday, and then again on Sunday, 12 to 2 as well.
So there is your opportunity to have a taste of what I would consider to be an extraordinarily interesting addition to your cellar, simply because it is that expression of mine, forgive me for using it, it's not a wine term, but there's Technicolor in the glass. It just comes across as extremely satisfyingly complex for me. Maybe it's because I've been drinking coffee all day and eating
the winemaker. The winemaker here has got it. He's got his credentials, and he's hit the wine on the nose here with this wine and with the range of wines that they're making. Gilly Bjorkus.
Yeah, but you can call him Gilly. We'll call him the Gilly. Irish Gilly. Then absolutely, I'm sure he won't mind. And Bukes if you want to, because why not? I mean, we all have.
That's a hell of a pronunciation for me. Yeah. But I don't want him coming up from the Cape to say, I'll catch it for it.
When he comes, you bring him around here. We'll have a glass together. I'd like to meet him. It's a lovely bottle. I love the label.
The label is absolutely stunning, and that's actually, when you're there at the farm, Dave, that's exactly what it looks like.
Wow.
Exactly what it looks like.
Well, there it is. We've learned something today. Doolhof, it's in the Picketburg range, and you've got a Syrah and Grenache. that is going to make you smile. The opportunity to taste on Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 2. And what sort of price point is this, does this bottle retail at?
You're looking at, for the wine that it is, and I think it's worth every cent, it's 149, 150 rand a bottle.
Okay, so that's it's well priced.
It's very well priced for what it is.
What you're getting, I think you're right, it's a... It's something that you want to buy a couple of bottles, because one, you're going to be sorry because you'll drink it fast and then you'll wish for another,
for another glass.
There it is. Okay, so what's happening now this weekend? The competition is still running?
Our competitions, we've got our two competitions running. This is the last month, Dave, of June. So we got another, just over a week to go for, we've got two of them running side by side. You've got Aruku Gin. Field bar up for grabs. All you do is purchase a bottle of Ruku Gin, put your name and phone number on the back.
You could be the owner of one of the most she little wine carriers. We call it a field bar.
That's
so
it.
Do I. And you know what? They are gorgeous. I'm telling you what. I don't know, they're the most practical things in the world. I've got
I'm
to tell
you. I'm
not
too sure, because they don't really hold a lot.
They don't hold much, but they look so stylish. They look,
that's the part. They look the well,
it's very
the, Broadway part.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And absolutely. You know, for those that have arrived, you've got to arrive with one of those.
One of those.
Yeah.
Then the other competition that we're running then has been running for the last couple of weeks now, and that finishes now at the end of June. It's with Pierre Jourdain. If you purchase any MCC or Hot Caviar, and you stand a chance to win a fabulous 4.8 liter artisan kitchen aid, one of these top of the range. I think it's a food mixer for baking and all of that. And with COVID, we've gone through COVID, it's out of the way now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of people started home baking and that. So a lovely prize to win, and valued at 12,000. And all you have to do is buy any of the Hot Caviar range of wines, write your name and your phone number on the back of your till slip. Place it in the till box behind the entry box behind the tills, and you win a chance to win it.
It's so easy, and someone's definitely going to win it. And it's a beautiful addition to any kitchen. Mm. So there it is. Lots of excitement at Tops at Lifestyle at the moment, folks. Good reason to pop along would be to taste our wine of the week, the Dulhof Syrah and Grenache. It's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, between 12 and 2, and then enter the competition. Do a little bit of shopping, stock up on some of your favorite beautiful drinks that we've been talking about, the Method Cup Classique, Pierre Jourdain. That's you know, you can't go wrong with that. And then perfect. Is the Ruku Gin?
Ruku.
I think Ruku is a kind of Japanese glazing, isn't it? So it Ruku.
I hardly pronounce those names, so it can be quite frightening. But I believe it's an easy language to learn.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've never
tried
it. Tried,
and if you succeed, give me a shout. It's lovely chatting again, Eamon. Wine of the Week. We'll look forward to another visit in a week's time.
Perfect,
and if you've
Dave.
Just joined us and you're wondering what we're talking about, well, here's a top tip. Just grab the app free at the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, Radio Life and Style. Go to the podcast section for the afternoon show, and there you will see the Wine of the Week, and you'll be able to catch up on the entire conversation at your leisure on demand. You're tuned to the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. Eamon, until we meet again.
Yes, Dave.
In a week's time.
See you next week.
The Kings of Leon.